I'm here kind of representing the Industrial Workers of the World, North Coast, General Membership Branch. We started 2 years ago when, you know, we found like, hey, we actually have absolutely no say in our jobs and we have no way of improving them without getting together with other people in the same boat. And so we got together and thought, hey, how are we going to, you know, get people from the community involved in this? And how can we find out where, you know, people are really looking to get organized? Because you can't just go in someplace and be like, you know what, you need to do this. Of course, it's like the Zapatista said, it's like bottom up. And that's sort of like the whole idea of the IWW. It's like, you guys might not know and probably don't. It's a 100-year-old union for all all workers getting together in solidarity and organizing to make a free and just and environmentally harmonious society. So what we've been having a problem with is that, yeah, we get really, really, really close when we try to work on one shop. Many times, like the cafeteria at CR, we came close, we had a majority, and it just got crushed. Just like the pizza place got crushed, and over, but we're learning as we, you know, with our failures, and we learned that pretty much you need, like, quite a bit of support from the outside community, and you also need a culture of solidarity, where whoever that is standing up and trying, you know, group of workers, even if it's one worker that's getting screwed over or whatever, if they're supported by the community in their efforts to get justice, then they can get justice. And we've seen examples of this in so many other places. And so we've been working for this 2 years to influence and build a culture of solidarity and remind people that, you know, there's not everybody that can come out to the protest. People that have to stay in their jobs and work whatever. It's not because that's what they like to do necessarily, but it's just that's the way. And to try to encourage people to maybe look at the places where they are at school, at work, and try to organize there and improve things, even if you're not going to be there that long. If you can organize and you can improve that, if you can build a group and power from below in that place, then when you move on, that's still going to be there for the next people that come, you know? Agitating around the issues like homelessness and like the abuse there and the bullshit that we're having on the HSU campus. I'm new to it, but I've been hearing about it. You know, on the job and stuff, and it would be awesome to work with you guys for a long time to come.